Sometimes you will have to remove the null at the end of the input string, perhaps because it is intended to be part of a larger string. Other times, as in the following example, you can use two print string operations. The example program asks the user to enter a person's name, followed by a comma, and then enter. Then the program writes out a personalized letter using the name the user entered. The body of the letter is printed using only one system call. The personalized greeting is printed first in a separate system call because the personalized greeting is null terminated. The program starts out by getting the patron name. This is done by first printing a prompt using service code 4. Then the patron's name is read from the user. This is done using the read string service code 8. Register A0 is loaded with the symbolic address name. This is the address of the first byte of the buffer of 24 bytes seen below. A1 is loaded with the buffer length. System call then gets whatever the user types. Next, the greeting of the letter is printed out. This is done by using the print string service, service number 4. Register A0 is loaded with the symbolic address letter. This is the address of the byte that contains the first newline character in the line of assembly language above this name. Notice that letter has been declared with ASCII, not ASCII-Z. This means that the string newline newline dir space is not followed by a null byte. So whatever characters have been placed at name will be printed out when we ask to print the string that starts at letter. Dear, followed by the patron's name, will be printed out. Following this, the body of the letter is printed. This is done by loading register A0 with the address, body, of the string, and then using system call. Notice that most of the body is declared using ASCII, not ASCII-Z, so the entire body is printed. It is somewhat crude to make the user enter a comma at the end of the name. It would be nicer to have the program detect the end of the name and to automatically put a comma after it. You can think of other ways to improve the program. This might be a good exercise.